What up, everybody? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Mystic Soul 23. I am your host for the What If TV. In today's episode, I'm going to call it Are We There Yet? The reason why I say that is because, man, does it feel like the world has changed and that we are waiting for something to happen? Either the good, the bad. Because to me, man, it feels very negative. Like people are for themselves instead of for others. When I was little growing up, man, everybody would go out of their way to help each other. And I do know, and I wanted to bring this up, is I was kind of looking at the data for the podcast. And I see that I'm getting a lot of viewers under the age of 21. So I appreciate all ages. And I appreciate you guys. I hope that you can find this sometimes, even with all the silliness, as an outlet. But let's get into the rest of the podcast. So, yes, it feels very negative, like people are for themselves. But this feels like it's orchestrated to divide the masses so that we can actually be controlled. Is it by the government? Is it by... I don't know. But something does have to change because now, since the pandemic, mental health is at its highest. And then on the flip side of that, the cost of healthcare has risen. So to battle the mental illness and everything that I think really is persuaded by social media and everything through technology, now it costs more to help yourself. So you have to work more, families have to work more, insurance isn't as good anymore. Like, everything is after the dollar bill, and then the dollar bill, it's not worth what it used to be. Each day is like a roller coaster, man. You don't know if you should cry, laugh, scream, shout. Is there ever going to be an end to this madness? And then on the flip side of that, is war looming? We have so many potentials. We have the border crisis. We have China. We have Russia. We have all these things. And the media is just propagating that and just putting the pressure on the people and just pushing. But this is my approach. Men, just be yourself. Live each day. Don't give in to the negativity. Don't give in to all this crap that's going on. Just live life. Because if you just sit there and worry about things every day, you're going to miss out. And the biggest thing that you're going to miss out on is family. Family is everything. No matter where or how you were grown up, man, when you hear people say, tell someone that you love them each day, man, that's so important, especially with the pandemic that had happened. People were divided and you couldn't see each other and stuff. So it was really important for the phone calls for just say, hey, man, I was thinking about you. Just wanted to see how you were. And that little thing could be a big thing. Especially with the younger generation, you do see a lot more negative things on social media and stuff, and like suicide rates and stuff have increased in younger generations, which is sad. You have your whole life to live, and you are important. You do matter. Life is worth living. No matter what you're going through, it's only temporary. There is an end to the madness. find yourself a, if you like video games, find you some video game buddies. Do something that you like to do, and there's a community for that. Reach out. If anything, reach out. Tell that friend, hey man, I'm not doing too good today. Can we talk? And I guarantee you, you tell somebody that and they will. But if you look at the media, they would tell you no, that everyone's for themselves and all that, which I do see too. But I think if we give people the opportunity to change, they will. And I do think that if you do reach out to people for help, and they're willing. It's not bad to be vulnerable. It's not bad to be mad, sad. It's okay. Express yourself. Just because you're upset doesn't, if you're whatever gender you want to classify yourself, don't think that you're going to look bad because you show emotion. No, you're human. Yeah, so if you can today, do me a favor. And this is important. Take 2 minutes of your life today. Sit back. Think about all the things that matter to you. And just think about this. You are someone's favorite person. You might not think that or see that, but someone really, really appreciates you and loves and cares for you. And if you do know who that person is, tell them that you appreciate them too. Hey man, if there's anything that I can do to make people happy, sad, as far as feeling attached to something, I want them to be part of this community. So if you are happy, sad, mad, let me know. I might not have all the answers, but if I can spread some happiness and cheer and to make you smile, that's what this is all about. No matter what topic and stuff that we cover in these podcasts, I can get something for everybody. But yeah, today's kind of just one of those days where I woke up in the morning and I feel like I wanted to reach out and touch someone's heart today. So there it is. What if TV? Are we there yet? I appreciate everybody who has listened. We are starting to increase in a lot of the impressions, and I do appreciate everybody. We do have a super huge podcast tonight with an author, one of my friends, and I look forward to that. But give this a listen, like, share, follow, comment, and as always, I will catch you later. And thank you so, so much. You have a good day. Peace.